温的本领。那么这样，And it's a rock that man can eat at all. With things that big that shouldn't be small. Who can tell what magic spells we've been doing for us? And I'm giving all my love to this world, only to be told I can't see, I can't breathe, no amount will win me. I know that's gonna change the way we live, 'cause we can always take but never give. And everything's a changing for the worse. Well, it's a crazy world we're living in, and I just can't see that half of us immersed in sin is all we have to give. This future made of virtuality and sanity now always seems to me we have about this love we have for new steps twisting all the new technology. For now there is no sound while we all have run that ground. Slip the secret ties and burn the man his men. And now as we move, I can't choose the color. Our prayer child, that's our nation's way. Well, that's so busy yesterday. There's something left into my brain. I think it's time to find a new religion. Whoa, it's so insane to see this as another strain. There's something in this future that we have. So we're just made of virtual insanity. Now always seem to together map this love we have for useless twisting on the new technology. For now there is no sound, but we all live on that ground.
passed out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Project of the Poor News Network. We're going to talk about today, first, PHC quarterly donation drive. Then we'll talk about Zoomers drinking AIDS, and also Lou, I guess. Lou was drinking AIDS, whatever. Then we'll talk about Trump bros, our response. Then, happening Kent State massacre happening in real time. And ruin your life over some stupid protest. I wonder if it was worth it. And for the finale, right-wingers are seething about these protests for some reason. I don't know. The boomers or something. Who knows? Who cares? You got to give birth to our side or something. That's the show. Let's get into it, shall we? First, PHC is doing the quarterly donation drive once a quarter. I take a week to beg for donations so I can keep the site going. That is this week. Thank you for the generous support. PMC has done this site for a very long time, and it was a moment when his health got really bad, he had to stop, but he let everybody know that was coming, and then he came back. So he tries really hard. He updates the site daily with news. Just go check it out, PoNewsCentral.com. See how it is and stuff. It's a pretty good site for stuff. Glenn Beck RFK Jr. interview going viral. Especially the part when Kennedy says how Fauci avoided jail time. Dude, Fauci should be persecuted for causing more deaths than the atomic bomb. This Jew, Jews are evil and do the most evil shit, like genocide times a billion. Like a genocide times a billion or something. Poland says we're ready to host nuclear weapons. Poland, shut the fuck up, Poland. We're ready to host nuclear weapons. We're ready to be important or something. Shut up. I'm ready to have a trade deal with Russia, you fucks. Go away. I don't want Polish goods. I want Russian goods. Go away. 8 GOP states ban Biden's DOJ from intimidating voters at 2024 polls. There needs to be much fortification done. Constant and endless fortification. Until the paper ballots can be enforced forever. Because that's the only path forward. Cannabis use greatest among lower income and less educated. Well, yeah, because it's so incredible. It's great, and drugs are bad or something for smart people that spend a lot of time doing boring things. Whatever. Let's go to the actual show. Zoomer drinking AIDS. Logan Paul energy drink has 3-time lifetime safe amount of forever chemicals. When they talk about forever chemicals, I'm pretty sure forever chemicals is the stuff that goes in the ground, it stays in the ground type of stuff. Are you talking about the stuff in the can? Are you talking about the stuff in the drink? It's just strange. Is it in the can itself? Is it in the drink itself? Did the forever chemicals pass through your body? It's probably not good. Prime drinks are going through a lawsuit. The lawyer who tested the drink is claiming it has 3 times the amount of forever chemicals a human could safely have in their lifetime. What, just like one drink? You take one drink of it and you're fucked? You're forever fucked with the Prime Energy? No, I'm fucked. Oh well, who cares? I don't drink them very often. Whatever. A lawsuit! Give me my money! I should get some of that. Probably. I drank some of them. They taste like tropical punch. Hawaiian tropical punch. It's delicious. PHC says it's in the drink itself. I don't care. Whatever. It's delicious. It tastes delicious. The forever chemicals taste so delicious, though. The very delicious forever chemicals. Based if real. Who the fuck would drink anything Logan Paul would offer them? Me! I would. It tasted like Hawaiian punch. It was very good. It was very delicious. Very delicious. 3 times the electrolytes. The Great Prime? Loganstein is trying to get payback for them stealing his whammon. Is it just the Grape Primes? Oh, then only niggers are affected. If that's the case, then only niggers are affected. It's okay. As if I would drink Grape Prime. This America says less Zoomies is a good thing. Dude, Zoomies drink Monster. Zoom Zooms drink the Monster. That's what the Zoom Zooms drink. They like the Monster. The different colored zero sugar. I don't know what the deal is with that artificial cancer sugar shit. It's disgusting and I can't even stand it. It has chemicals. Doesn't disclose which fucking chemical. Water's a chemical. Chalk is a chemical. cock is a chemical. The shit going in these fucky bullshit heads is whatever. Your post is getting diluted in pigeon English, Spanish, and on. Fucking second language is hurting. This American says, never drank a single bottle of that stuff. The kike who made it won't even drink it. You sure? Just mix a bunch of stuff into the thing and then it just drink it. It's good. Base crypto Jew killing off Goyim with his goy slurp. energy drinks just aren't the greatest for you, and you should probably just drink like Red Bull or Monster or something and then get cancer that way. Get cancer the right way. Next thread. Trump bros, our response picture is Haz al-Din. Trump doesn't have the balls to stand up to Republican establishment. He's more afraid of them and has more respect for them than his own base. The only thing the establishment fears is if indebted MAGA workers united with indebted youth, including many students, if all free Americans united together to topple the hegemony and regain popular sovereignty. Trump is a great meme, and it's really great how he triggers all the worst people. But he's not a serious political leader. He has had nearly a decade to build political independence from the Republican swamp, and he didn't. He cowers before and concedes everything to the very elites. He rode his horse to power, humiliating. Well, first off, look. First term is for securing your second term. That's what he was trying to do in his first term. That's why he wasn't going balls to the wall, just firing everybody. He was trying to secure that second term, which did not happen. So we'll see how that goes. And that's the same reason why he's sucking their dick this time. He's not even sucking their dick that much. They have to suck his dick, really. That's how he got his family into the sub role of the Democratic National Committee or whatever. I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if that's gonna be less swampy, more swampy, but America has a two-party system. It's Republicans and Democrats, and the Republicans right now are fighting the Republicans. Like, the GOP is basically punching itself in the face. Okay, Mitch McConnell is running campaign, is using GOP money to fight Trump candidates that are GOP, because the GOP doesn't want them. And they were getting hounded for that. So, yes, the GOP is controlled, but it's like the establishment, everything is like breaking apart right now. And everything that was like the tried and true old shit is just not really working the same as it always had been. They've had this system where they've always got their guy in over and over and over and over again. And a lot of people think Trump is their guy, but if he was their guy, they would be fucking fighting it so hard, tooth and nail. They're still trying to arrest him. They're still trying to. They want it so that they want him to be arrested before the fucking... The Democrats are fucking psychopathic. I don't even know what their fucking game plan is, because it's going to help him. That will literally help him. They probably want to murder the guy. Get him in prison so they can fucking murder him or something. Get shank up with a prison knife or something. I don't know. They're fucking crazy. This American says, Pepper's a poll. How good or bad will marijuana be in a barter economy? I don't know, but just make sure you got some fucking moisture absorption packets in these fucking bricks, man. Sure be ashamed to have that much weed go fucking moldy. And I get you sucked the air out, but that doesn't mean it's not gonna mold. I've had stuff mold in airtight containers before. Whatever, onto the big happening. Kent State massacre happening real time. State and federal authorities are currently mass arresting student protesters, and the situation is escalating. Filmed 30 minutes ago, various universities across the U.S. Dude, look at how many people are here. Holy fuck. Look at all the Jew hate. Holy shit. Look at that nigger again. Oh, that nigger's getting ready. That nigger's getting ready to beat down. And nigger gonna do beat down. Dude. Holy crap. Look at all these Jew haters. Yes. Anti-Semitism. Yes. Anti-Semitism. Get fucked. Get fucked. Anti-Semitism. Also, why are you... I see phones. No phones, silly gooses. No phones. If you have a phone there, you're I see phones. You bad. You don't know what you're doing. That's how the government tracks you. That's how they know you're there. You're being silly gooses. Don't bring your phone to a fucking protest, you dumb shits.
Also, wear a face mask. It's your right. All these literal brain-dead NPCs and their fucking iPhones. Kek. I hate faggy college types so much. Beat their title asses.
Dude, without their phones, we wouldn't have this recorded. What are you fucking bitchy? What are you blabbling about, you fucking retard?
Look at them all. Like when I was blabbling, they shouldn't bring their phones because it tracks them. You're literally being like, oh my God, look at all these iPhones. They have all these iPhones out. They're recording.
Like, you just don't like the recordation. I don't like them getting tracked by the government.
Literally just a mob of smelly poop skins. Not my society. I don't care what they say or believe. Simply a parasitic tether clinging to an otherwise human white civilization.
You sound like a Jew talking about Goyim. I mean, I could picture you as a Jew talking about Goyim with that sentence you just said. Are you talking about Goyim? Jew? Kike?
Samarica says, I hate this timeline and it's all the phones.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at with the other one. Shut the fuck up, you boomers.
Dude, goddamn it. The sheer amount of fucking boomers on poll.
Shut up. There's literally a pro. These people are protesting Israel, you fucks. They're getting arrested for protesting the Jews. Okay, Jews are arresting them. Are you with the kikes, you fucking boomers? You kind of are, aren't you? You love Israel. Go fuck yourselves, boomers. Go fuck yourselves.
Chamal says, this is so much bigger than BLM ever was. Okay, first off, Chamal, BLM was fucking global, you fuck. BLM was literally happening in the United Kingdom. It was happening in Australia. It was happening in fucking multiple other fucking countries. Okay, this is happening on college campuses. So to say that it's bigger than BLM is just fucking bullshit. Okay, I hate BLM, but those motherfuckers made fucking millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars that they spent on mansions and did nothing for the black community with. Like, what has BLM done for the black community? Absolutely fucking nothing.
Samarica says, the golems are loose. Yes, the golems are loose. You know, it would sure be a shame if the pallet of bricks showed up some of these, you know? If just some pallets of bricks showed up, that'd sure suck. Sure suck for the school to get a new, you know, sandcastle or something. Peace and love, etc. They're setting up tents and camps so that if they can't get evicted, you can't take them away from their homes.
Chamal said, BLM didn't happen in New England. It's way bigger in my local area. I never saw a BLM.
There you go. I mean, this is the New England Board of Higher Education talking about BLM in 2021. So, I mean, Black Lives Matter New England has a Facebook page that I'm not going to go to. So, I mean, it has a division there.
Where are the streams? I want to watch more riots in my op center like it's 2020 again.
See if it's still going on.
So we are noting that there are protests around the country at many different universities and college campuses, and they've been going on since the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas
militants. And they're only growing larger and more completed.
My gosh, more bread. Ooh, there's lots of fucking WebMs. Holy shit.
Oh my God, I'm getting BLM vibes. Oh my God, I'm getting BLM vibes. Oh my God, I'm getting Summer of Love vibes. Oh my God, but against Israel and Jews, it's like a million times better. It's like a billion times better. It's like, instead of being the only winning move is to not play, I can literally be like, fuck everything. I hope everything burns down. Clan World's the greatest. The end. Love and peace or something.
TKD, 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 TKD. All the pigs are white. Dude, there's a lot. No, dude, I've seen a lot of nigger and spick pigs. What are you talking about? I see like three spick pigs in this video right here. There are a ton of white cops, though. Britbong says, BLM riots where they're burning down the cities. I sleep. Butthurt libs are protesting against Israel. Deploy the state troopers. Not sure if funny or depressing. Yeah, dude, they got National Guard right away. Remember when Trump was begging for National Guard? Trump was like, National Guard, please. National Guard, please. National Guard, please. And the mayor's like, no. No National Guard. No National Guard. But here, it just like the snap of a finger and the National Guard is there. See how that works? See how simple it is? So easy. Rough. Ruining your life over some stupid protest. I wonder if it was worth it.
and has some lowly that's getting arrested with a mask on. Aw, that sucks. Yeah, but also, they're protesting against Israel, so, I mean, are you a fucking kike? I wonder if it's worth it to get caught, goyim. I wonder if it's worth it to get caught, you goyim. I mean, just put goyim at the end of something and see if it sounds like a Jew saying it. Like, ruining your life over some stupid anti-Israel protest. I wonder if it's worth it, goyim. Seems pretty kikish to me. This America says they're taking apart the international cabal of kikes and the redneck followers, so it's definitely worth it. Now post your nose, you fucking kike. Exactly. Thank you, first post. Exactly. Seethe and cope. Seethe and fucking cope. Get fucked, Jews. And it literally accelerates, spreads, and grows daily. And Fox News can't help but talk about it 24/7. Just, Israel's the greatest, Israel's the best, Hamas is so evil, and they want to just keep killing Jews, even though Jews have blown them off of the fucking planet Earth, are gone. Thousands of women and children killed. No remorse, no consequences, multiple war crimes committed, international community to silence. Anti-white protests, we kneel. Anti-Zionist protests, oh, we gotta get them. Yeah, dude, that's boomer mentality, though. That's everyone thinking that anti-Semitism equal Nazi. Anti-Semitism equal Hitler. It's like this motherfucker. This fucking evil demon. Jamal says they bombed the beach the other day because Palestine had a beach party the day they retreated. Can't have that. Can't have Palestinians being happy. God forbid. Yeah, anybody attacking these riots, I don't care that they're leftist. Who cares? Who gives a flying fuck? Who gives a flying fuck? Shit. Go there with a fucking abortion baby to try and blend in or something. I don't fucking know. And protest the kikes with them or something for keks and giggles. And then when the cops start arresting them, I'll be like, I'm just gonna slink into the shadows. Bye. Later. And then abandon them. Why do kikes have so much power? They really must have blackmail videos of all the politicians and anyone of interest. They do, but they also just have direct power over a lot of the local governments. The local sheriff department, the mayor, they all have connections and they tell them to call in those favors that they're owed. This America says getting to sue Texas for millions and watching them lose to clearly unconstitutional bullshit kike laws. Dude, really, man? But the thing is, they're going to try and use anti-Semitism laws, and then they will bring that shit to the Supreme Court. And then, dude, if they make hate speech fucking permanent, they cannot do that. This just needs to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Somehow it needs to be amplified even further beyond the... This needs to be like Occupy 3.0, and it needs to have like a cooler name than fucking Occupy 2.0. Occupy was a failure, and it was subverted. And this is the thing. The last time Occupy happened, the way it was subverted was all these goddamn leftists with their woke fucking ideology and bullshit socialism crap that doesn't work came in and fucking poisoned everything. Okay, so that can't be allowed to fucking control everything this time. We need fucking fascism dictatorship leading the way. We need fucking leaders. We need actual leaders, not some fucking clap twice if you agree, clap three times if you don't agree, raise your hand if you're fucking strong, powerful whammons. It's just fucking bullshit. No. Okay, no. We need fucking strong, powerful leaders so we can find the next goddamn Hitler to lead us out of this shit. That's what we need. We need leaders to step the fuck up and guide us on a new path. That's what we need. More coordination and people not scared of fucking getting hounded by that they're... that they're speaking truth. This guy said, at first I thought she'd just get slapped on the wrist, but I realized it's Texas and they are like corn on the cob for Israel. Yeah, that's rough. Any state that's just, it's just boomers. It's always boomers. Who do you think in Texas supports Israel the most? It's all the boomers in Texas. The governor of Texas right now is a boomer. It's just boomers all the way fucking down. This boomer menace must be ended, and their power must be subverted for our own ends. When, you know when I'll actually be happy is when the freaking boomers start seeing that the Jews are the problem. That's when it'll be the real fucking shift. That'll be the real red shift right there. When boomers start fucking waking up, and there are some, the crazy boomers are starting to wake up a little bit, but some of the boomers are starting to get it. And we just need to, I feel like we really need to just like cleave that fucking, Christians have to support Israel because Jews are the chosen people. Like that fucking bullshit lie needs to be extinguished. And if that was extinguished, and if boomers just know they could still be the fucking heroes, the Christian heroes, while also ostracizing Jewish people and Judaism, then that would be a fucking huge win. That'd be an enormous win. This America says boomers are currently scouring 4chan to defend Israel because young Democrats are starting to get anti-Semitic. It's all boomers. They're even responsible for the complete destruction of this website with their Christ cuck nonsense. Every thread even mentioning America being a shithole full of niggers gets boomers riled up into a daze where they are ready to shoot you for daring to call the red, white, and blue a failed nigger-worshipping state that needs to die. Okay, well, look, you got a little black pill there towards the end, but I agree with you. It's boomers, man. It's all boomers. And this board is flooded with boomers and Jews. So you get people that are bashing these people. They're hitting them with that the stupid leftist retards angle for no reason. Those are all Jews. And then you get people also defending Israel just because they're boomers, man. Just weird boomers with weird boomer mentality of gotta stick with the Jews, gotta stick with Israel, gotta protect them, gotta protect America. Stupid. Stupid. We need America first. Withdraw all foreign aid from every country. All that money back to America. Stop spending so fucking much on... every aspect of the military-industrial complex should be redone. Like, The American government should seize all of the corporations, all of the weapon corporations, Lockheed Martin, all of those. Seize them all. Seize them all for the government. I'm tired of paying $50,000 for a fucking bag of bushings. That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. $50,000 for a bushing? Go fuck yourself. At least now lefty faggots might be more receptive of red pills. It's right in front of their face now. I know they're basically incapable of processing authentic information anymore, but there might be some hope for some of them. Yeah, that's why we bring them the information, man. Bring them the information in very colorful little... I mean, dude, do not fucking be me. Dude, you cannot... When I say do it in their type of style, I don't mean mock them. I don't mean make fun of them. I mean literally put fucking rainbows and shit on it and unicorns or whatever and make it look like their shit and then give it to them. So they actually read the propaganda and are like, oh yeah, oh, I agree with this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, fuck, go wake them up. You can. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I will go fucking do that. Anyways, we'll go to the final thread. Right-wingers are seething about these protests for some reason. Pro-Hamas idiots at UT Austin discover what happens when you try to pull a Columbia in Texas. Oh my gosh, stand with the blue. Stand with the blue. Pride of the... Please, pride. Shut up. Go away. Stupid. Again, just more threads about some people attacking these protests. It's like there's no reason to attack these protests. These protests are wins for us. 100% wins. Less time laughing at them getting arrested and losing their life. More time on ideas on how to accelerate and amp up said protests. Really, we should be helping these fucking retards out. If they're so retarded, give them ways to be less retarded. Be fucking nice to them, you idiot. Give them a fucking cookie. Go give them some fucking cookies. Probably wouldn't trust your cookies, really. Give them sealed candy bars or something. Let this be a wake-up call for every normie out there. You cannot go against God's chosen, the ones who mutilated every male at birth and siphoned and continued to derail our country. With Jews, you lose. This Burbank says, the goodest goys of them all. Snow says, leftists waking up about Israel is the greatest thing I've seen in a while. You gotta understand, Snow. Just months ago, they were calling other people Nazis, and now they are the ones getting called Nazis, okay? You know what that does to your psyche? It's like you were just calling someone a Nazi that you were sure was a Nazi. Now there's people calling you a Nazi, and you're sure you're not a Nazi. So, I mean, that kind of fucks with your head a little bit. And I guarantee you, when they see how quickly they pull the National Guard in to get them out of there and to fight against them, once they see how much everything's cracking down against them, they're gonna wake up real quick who the real enemy is. It's becoming more and more apparent, even though they're blocking all the Jewish students and stuff, all the Jewish students are getting exemptions to their classes getting missed. They're getting to take online classes to bypass the blocks. A bunch of stuff white people weren't really getting the privilege of when the BLM riots were going on. Also, the Jews are talking about suing these students for preventing them going to school. Like, oh, so whites could have done that to niggers when the niggers were doing that? Oh, wow. Good to know. Thanks, Jews. But it's just, this is the start of something. This could be the start of something fucking humongous and as giant and enormous as BLM. We're entering summer right now. We're not, like, we're exiting winter and entering the warmer months. It's time. We'll see what happens. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
That's your fault. You created the monster. You unleashed the monster. And now your complaint is, well, the monster's too powerful to control. Well, fuck you. That's your fault.